Good morning, everyone. I'm really pleased to continue our interviews with famous people. This morning, we're joined by Kenneth Low, an athlete who studied at Hong Kong Sports College. Kenneth's going to tell us why he thinks Hong Kong should take sport more seriously. Good morning.
Good morning, Connie. Good to be here. And thanks for inviting me on this rather rainy morning.
So you didn't run here this morning then, Kenneth?
Actually, no. I came by taxi. I didn't want to get soaked. Normally, though, I try to walk or run everywhere. I enjoy being outside, when it's dry. And I am a big fan of outdoor activities. In fact, I reckon most of my hobbies are outdoor activities.
You must have a very active lifestyle. What kind of outdoor activities do you like, Kenneth?
They've got to be basketball and cycling. Two of my favourites. I thought of coming here by bike, but it was too wet.
You really do like cycling? I don't think many people know that apart from a good basketball player, you're also a keen cyclist.
Well, I guess I took it up when I was studying at Hong Kong Sports College. I made friends with loads of cyclists.
What about basketball? Did you start playing basketball at the Hong Kong Sports College too?
Not really. It was around that time, I was 18 years old, when I started playing with the Hong Kong National Basketball Team.
You were only 18? Wow, you must be really good. How long had you been playing basketball by then?
Oh, years. I started playing basketball when I was at primary school. It wasn't a conscious decision of picking a particular sport, but I was somehow chosen all the time to play for the school. Come to think of it, it was probably because I was taller than most kids throughout my primary school years.
How did you come to be in the Hong Kong National Basketball Team?
To be honest, I'd say it all happened by chance. One day, when I was practicing on the basketball court on campus, the coach of the team, Mr. Lee, approached me and asked if I'd like to be part of the Hong Kong National Basketball Team. I said yes, and the rest is history.
And you've since been an important member of the team. We've all heard about the health benefits of playing sport, but what I'd like to hear from you is how playing sport benefits you on a personal level.
The main thing is that it makes me more outgoing. My mum said I used to be very quiet, and as some of my teachers said on my report cards, painfully quiet. Playing sport gives me the confidence, not just on the basketball court, but also in other aspects of my life.
That's true. Many of my sporty friends are really outgoing and confident.
It's also a great way to make new friends. I've made friends with loads of people who have similar interests. For example, many of my friends were in the cycling club which I joined when I was in college. Another thing is that you don't really play sport alone, even though you might think that not all sports are team sports.
Okay, what exactly does that mean?
You may think runners and cyclists don't need people to go for a run or go cycling with. There are often clubs for these sports. Sport is a social activity. This means people tend to be with someone when they play sport, be it running or cycling.
This is a very good point. Aren't we all social beings?
One last benefit of playing sport I can think of is that it can help people learn to be part of a team, work together and win together. This probably applies more to team sports than to other sports. In sports such as basketball, team building is a vital part of training because a team can only perform well if all the team members feel united. What's more, the techniques of working together as a team can be applied to other aspects of life apart from sport.
Talking about teamwork, I've heard that the Hong Kong Sports Club has teamed up with some local star athletes to launch some sort of campaign soon. From what I gather, one of its aims is to promote sport among the general public.
To promote sport among the general public? Many athletes in Hong Kong have been pushing for this for years. I'm glad that they're beginning to do something about it.
I think they also want to teach people more about the importance of exercise.
Raising awareness is necessary because it seems that not a lot of people are fully aware of the range of benefits exercise offers. I hope this campaign can really get the message across.
Yes, I hope so too. Kenneth, we've just about run out of time. Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you, Connie. Thanks for inviting me.
This is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.